It's Conservative Cat on Cities 92.9, the news and talk of Bloomington Normal. And with me in studio, I have McLean County Clerk from the clerk's office. She's here, Kathy Michael. You know her, you love her. And we're going to talk a lot about these two hearings. Now, Kathy, I just want to know how it was within the first hearing. So all of these county board members, they were county board candidates, not members yet, but they were all contested. Their petitions were contested because of the numbering situation. And there were two Democrats that were actually in the same boat, but their petitions weren't contested. The Democratic Party, and there were a few, we've got Annette Fellows, Anna Darrow, I think I'm saying that right, Kara McMorris, and then Sarah Breeden. And
Annette Fellows is a Republican, so she was a respondent.
Okay.
But yeah, there were seven.
And
seven
Jill Blair was
filed.
Her objector.
And Shana Wachinsky.
Mm-hmm. And Shana Wachinsky was filing against Vicki Schultz. And this was all on behalf of the electoral board. And it was up to you guys to hear this and to try to say whether or not these county board candidates, all Republicans, there were five Republicans that were contested.
Correct.
Whether or not they could be on the ballot. And you guys in your second hearing had decided, yes, we will allow you to be on the ballot. And how did that kind of come about, and why was the board set up the way that it is? There's three members on that electoral board that heard these McLean County candidate basically objections to their petitions. Now, why is that? Why were you on the board in comparison to somebody else?
Right. It's like a little mini trial, really. And we were the jurors on the trial by law. I mean, statute is, I don't know how many years it's been set up this way, but it's called the Electoral Board. And this happens in every county. When there are objections like this, it goes to the Electoral Board. And then the evidence is presented by both sides. And that's what we heard in the two different hearings. And that's one member from the state's attorney's office, one member from the county clerk's office, and one member from the circuit clerk's office. And we could be send representatives from our office if we wish, as did the state's attorney.
Mm-hmm.
He felt he had a conflict, so he sent a representative, and it was an attorney, Mary Cole. And so it was Don Everhart, myself, and Mary who heard the evidence. So
mm-hmm.
it's... I don't want to say it's nerve-wracking, but it's very important, and it's the process. Everyone has the right to make objections if they feel petitions and things like that haven't been filled out right on all sides.
Mm-hmm.
So we did hear the evidence. The reasons there were two, because they actually get served, these folks that are going to testify on both sides, get served by the sheriff's office. And so in order to have these hearings, they have to have, we have to have documentation that they have been served. And Annette Fellows was out of town, so she couldn't be involved in that first hearing, and that's why we had the second hearing to hear the objector and the respondent on that one.
Okay.
Otherwise,
okay.
It would have all been done, could have been done at one hearing.
At one hearing. Okay. Okay. Now, the assistant state's attorney, I heard that she had some sort of question to the attorney that was representing all of the objectors. Is that even a legal thing to do where one attorney represents all of these objectors?
Well, I think, yeah, that's the law, again. Mm-hmm. And they hired, or however you want to say it, they all happen to have the same attorney, Mr. Murdoch. And so mm-hmm. he presented all their evidence for them.
Do you know how they paid for Mr. Murdoch?
I do not. I don't know any of those details.
No. Yeah. Was that a question that kind of was popped up in the hearing?
No, that I think would have been inappropriate.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think all the T's were crossed there with representation. And everybody presented their evidence. And the objectors did, and the respondents. And then we as a panel got to ask questions of both sides as well.
Mm.
And we heard all the evidence and then made our decision to reverse the objections based on the evidence we heard.
Right. So what kind of evidence maybe stood out to you that made you want to reverse those objections?
Well, I think we were all in agreement, and we made that statement too, is you have to have so many signatures when you go out to become a candidate. The name, the numbers, the petition forms, it says in statute, should be or shall be numbered. It says, shall be bound in the left-hand corner like a book, all those different criteria. Mm-hmm. And so one side said, you know, you didn't follow the rules. Mm-hmm. But there were appellate courses who reversed those decisions, many decisions that were made like that. And mm-hmm. we weighed that evidence. When you look at the preponderance of the evidence, there was no fraud. There was no, you know.
Malice.
You're only talking 4 to 5 pages of 24 signatures. But some folks would argue, and they did, it says in the statute, you have to number your pages. But again, to me, there were enough appellate court cases that said, this is, I don't want to use the word minor, but it was more directory. I had to look up directory than mandatory. And mm-hmm. so that was key to all of us mm-hmm. to say mistakes were made. People are human. This wasn't an egregious enough to keep these people off the ballot.
Yes. Yes. Now, you know, you have run as a Republican for McLean County Clerk's Office. I would imagine that, you know, me as a Democrat, if I was an objector, I'd be like, well, the board is biased, right? There's Don Everhart, there's McLean County Clerk Kathy Michael, and she's a Democrat, and she got to him. And this assistant state's attorney, and her name is, again,
Mary Cole.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know her party affiliation, but, I mean, why would that not be a partisan board?
Well, by law, mm-hmm. you have to have a representative, and we wouldn't have gone, or anyone else gone, are you a Republican or a Democrat? Because if you're one or the other, you can't sit on the board. I mean, that would have been biased as well. So right. You have to trust in the honesty of the three people that are representing you.
Representing you, because you hold those offices.
Not to be partisan. Do you wonder sometimes, does that come up? To me, the three of us, I think, have very good reputations around the county. But even then, you might wonder, but that is the law. We, by law, were mm-hmm. represented there. I don't know Mary's party affiliation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing it might, who would know? So who would say she's partisan if you don't know her
party affiliation, right?
Other than to ask her, perhaps, or you can look it up.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to rely on the honesty of the people on the board and weighing the evidence. And mm-hmm. I would challenge people before they start going down that road, because I think voters get so tired of that, of the partisanship and everything, and sometimes rightfully so. Look at the evidence that we looked at.
Right.
And perhaps you would have made the same decision. When you see appellate court cases that have said, no, we shouldn't kick these people off the ballot. But then others might disagree. So they have an opportunity to appeal that decision if they wish.
And that brings us to our next question. So they are appealing it. Da-da-da. That was the big thing that I was about ready to ask. We had to set it up a little bit so you guys understand what's going on. They are appealing that decision. Now, have you ever, I found that out through the circuit court. They had appealed that decision, and there's 7 appeals. And now, whether that means they're going to be heard by different judges, whether that means they're going to be all heard at the same time, I still don't know. I've got to call the circuit court again, but I will get that for you guys. As soon as I know, you'll know. I don't think Kathy knows. At this point, she, as the McLean County Clerk, has to take those appeals and get something ready for the McLean County Clerk's office. Right.
Well, that's a good question, too, because we haven't gone through this process before. I went through a couple of objections maybe 5 or 6 years ago, but it was just one. So I'm waiting to hear, because no one has contacted me yet on the appeal. I'm just hearing the rumors, but you verified that, I think, today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my understanding that, because I thought, oh, my goodness, do we go through the court whole hearing again, which is fine. That's part of the job. But we just have to prepare the paperwork to give it to the circuit court's office, is my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And the judges then weigh the evidence and they take it from there. And I don't know the timeline, but of course we're working on preparing ballots right now and proofing ballots, so I would imagine it's a pretty short, brief timeline to get this next step completed.
Yeah. Yeah, I found that out, and I called and they said yes, there are 7 appeals, so that's about, and Murdoch, he would be the one that filed those appeals on behalf of the objectors. So all 7 of them have appealed it. So it could go up to it's going to go to the circuit court, and then they've got to hear it first. But then it could go up to an appellate court, correct?
Well, another good question. We're going to find out, I guess, because I think that's my understanding. It goes to the circuit court first, which they're apparently on what you found out today, that has been filed. And then let's say the judges agree with the electoral board and they stay on the ballot. It's my understanding that it could again be appealed to the appellate court.
Okay, so the circuit court has to listen to it. Then they look at it and they say, you know what, are we going to stand by the decision that the electoral board, what you guys came up with, and keeping these people on the ballot? Now, if they say that and they still are unsatisfied, the Democrats who are objecting, that's Jill Blair, Shana Wachinski, Anna Darrow, Kara McMorris, Sarah Buridan, Breeden, and if they still are unhappy with that, they can take it all the way up to the appellate court. Then, if they're unhappy with the appellate court decision, they could take it up to the Supreme Court, right? Now, that's jumping a lot. And I know it's jumping from where we're at, point A. Just found this out that they actually appealed it, and the circuit court is kind of acting as like a buffer, right, to clogging up our appellate court system, I'd imagine, and that is the goal of this electoral board as well, as acting as a, well, let's hear it here at our county level first, and let's try to bring it down a little bit. Let's bring down some temperatures and come down to a decision.
So that brings up another question. What if the circuit court decides that, well, they should have been removed from the ballot?
Oh.
Would the other side then have an opportunity
to object and take it to?
So it's an interesting process. And what's important is that this is what's great about America, you know, on the level of the county, you know, it all starts here on the local level, that people have an opportunity to scrutinize, to judge, to watch. And we need that. Where it goes from here and how people react and voters react, that's another story. But this is the legal process.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a process. It's going to be a long process, I'd imagine, and your office is going to be busy as well. Have you seen anything quite like this where an actual appeal could, have you served on an electoral board in the past, or is this sort of not regular?
Well, that's how far back we go. I think going back 5, 6, 7 years ago, I did for one case. So that was pretty, I don't think it was an appeal or anything. So, no. So this is new, and it's, you know, it's very interesting. And it really put both sides, the work that they've done in it to bring, you know, their witnesses and things like that. That's how adamant each side is that they're right, and they have the right to do that.
It's a competitive election. This is kind of fun. I don't know about you,
but I'm learn about the law and everything and all the options. You know, I think in the end it'll be a good thing, and the voters will ultimately decide how things turn out.
Yeah, yeah. So are you up for the challenge and the McLean County Clerk's Office? And is this going to be a challenge?
I just told my 96-year-old mother when she asked me why I was running again. I said, well, I love a challenge, and I don't think there's a lot of challenging jobs out there, and this sure is when you learn something new almost every day. And it's a good feeling. You know, people kind of get mad at each other sometimes, but in the end, you know, this is democracy at its finest with the elections for the voters to decide and make that decision, and I'm glad that in America the voters get that decision to do so. So we're proofing ballots right now, so we will be anxious for the results of this and when we can do the finalizing of that. I think we've got about 2 weeks yet to get those done because early voting starts May 19th.
So this ballot has to be solidified. Yeah. So this circuit court is going to have to act fast on their decision. Yeah. And then once they come to a decision, either the objectors or the Republicans who are being objected to have to decide to appeal, right? So either way the wind blows, the opposing sides would have to say, you know what, no, circuit court, I want it to go this way, or I'm going to appeal your decision. The Democrats could do that, or the Republicans could do that, who are being objected to their petitions.
Exactly. And I'm sure this has happened all around states, you know, all over the country. So there's, to me, there's got to be a timeline, because they'd have to have a pretty prompt timeline, because you've the jurisdictions, we've got to get our ballots ready. Mm-hmm. So since you have broken this news, that thanks a lot, that we have this case indeed happening, we'll start researching what our deadlines are and wait to hear from the courts, hopefully soon, of what we have to provide for them.
You know, and I heard some whispers, that they were thinking about appealing from the Republicans, right? And I was like, you know, I had a gut feeling as soon as the second hearing had happened. And I was like, you know, I wouldn't be shocked if the Democrats or the objectors will file an appeal, you know, if this comes down to, hey, and I looked up some case law, and you're right, at the appellate court decision, there's some cases and some evidence that was heard that provoked the electoral board to say, you know, we're going to keep these people on the ballot. Because it's just a small election and the petitions are small and people make mistakes. And I think that was even said in the actual hearing itself. Hey, people make mistakes. They're human.
Right. And again, you can see perhaps why someone would appeal this, because mm-hmm. not every appellate court might have turned over those, but there were enough for us to make our decision. And so the other side might say, well, there were other instances where they didn't. We believe in this, so we're going to move forward.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. It's going to be fun. I love it when elections get all competitive and whatnot. Hey, it's Conservative Cat on Cities 92.9. Come back after the break.